Hello, welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 30th, and this is Memorial Day in the United States. And so we want to remember those who have given their lives so that we as a nation can be free. Let's pray. Gracious God, on this Memorial Day, we pray for the families of those who courageously lay down their lives for the cause of freedom. We thank you, Lord, for the lives of those who have gone before us, who did sacrifice in a way that points us to the selfless love of your Son and our Lord Jesus. As we go about our day today in freedom, help us to remember those who are not free. Help us to remember those who are persecuted. Would you be with those in Ukraine and other war-torn areas in the world? And would you bless us so that we can then turn and be a blessing? We pray all of this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today we're reading Leviticus chapter 20, Psalm 4, and 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Let me turn over here to Leviticus first. Remember that in Leviticus, the people of God are called to live differently than the world around them. And so they're to care for the poor, like in contrast to those who live around them. They have to have a high level of sexual purity, and they need to promote justice. In the chapter today, the people will see what the punishment for sin is, and it's going to be quite harsh. In fact, in my study Bible, it says this, the laws in earlier chapters addressed would-be offenders and specific actions, but the ones in this chapter address the entire community and give specific punishments for certain crimes, most of which receive death. These harsh penalties were essential to prevent sin from infecting God's people. So in other words, the punishment of death was meant to be a huge deterrent to the sin that would infiltrate the camp of the Israelites. They needed to stay away from the pagan practices of the world around them. The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, any Israelite or any foreigner residing in Israel who sacrifices any of his children to Molech is to be put to death. The members of the community are to stone him. I myself will set my face against him and will cut him off from his people. For by sacrificing his children to Molech, he has defiled my sanctuary and profaned my holy name. If the members of the community close their eyes when the man sacrifices one of his children to Molech, and if they fail to put him to death, I myself will set my face against him and his family, and will cut them off from their people together with all who follow him in prostituting themselves to Molech. I will set my face against anyone who turns to mediums and spiritists to prostitute themselves by following them, and I will cut them off from their people. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and follow them. I am the Lord who makes you holy. Anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. Because they have cursed their father or mother, their blood will be on their own heads. If a man commits adultery with another man's wife, with the wife of his neighbor, both the adulterer and the adulteress are to be put to death. If a man has sexual relations with his father's wife, he has dishonored his father. Both the man and the woman are to be put to death. Their blood will be on their own heads. If a man has sexual relations with his daughter-in-law, both of them are to be put to death. What they have done is a perversion. Their blood will be on their own heads. If a man has sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman, both of them have done what is detestable. They are to be put to death. Their blood will be on their own heads. If a man marries both a woman and her mother, it is wicked. Both he and they must be burned in the fire so that no wickedness will be among you. If a man has sexual relations with an animal, he is to be put to death, and you must kill the animal. If a woman approaches an animal to have sexual relations with it, kill both the woman and the animal. They are to be put to death. Their blood will be on their own heads. If a man marries his sister, the daughter of either his father or his mother, and they have sexual relations, it is a disgrace. They are to be publicly removed from their people. He has dishonored his sister and will be held responsible. If a man has sexual relations with a woman during her monthly period, he has exposed the source of her flow, and she has also uncovered it. Both of them are to be cut off from their people. Do not have sexual relations with the sister of either your mother or your father, for that would dishonor a close relative. Both of you would be held responsible. If a man has sexual relations with his aunt, he has dishonored his uncle. They will be held responsible. They will die childless. If a man marries his brother's wife, it is an act of impurity. He has dishonored his brother. They will be childless. Keep all my decrees and laws and follow them, so that the land where I am bringing you to live may not vomit you out. You must not live according to the customs of the nations I am going to drive out before you. Because they did all these things, I abhorred them. But I said to you, you will possess their land. I will give it to you as an inheritance, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has set you apart from the nations. You must therefore make a distinction between clean and unclean animals, and between clean and unclean birds. Do not defile yourselves by any animal or bird or anything that moves along the ground, those that I have set apart as unclean for you. You are to be holy to me because I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the nations to be my own. A man or woman who is a medium or spiritist among you must be put to death. You are to stone them. Their blood will be on their heads. Let's move over to Psalm 4. For the director of music, with stringed instruments, a psalm of David. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Did you notice here that in this psalm and in yesterday's psalm, there is this idea of sleep? Yesterday, it said that God is the one that wakes us. And here in today's Psalm number 4, it says that that we'll lie down in peace because we know that it is the Lord alone that helps us to dwell in safety. I love this psalm because it reminds us that God is in control and that we as his people are to seek his face so that his light might fill our hearts and that we might abound in joy. Today we enter a new book in the New Testament. It is the book of 2 Corinthians, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 11. The theme of 2 Corinthians is God's power and presence in our weakness and in our suffering. And in this book is one of my favorite verses, 12:9. His grace is sufficient for me. His power is made perfect in weakness. I think 10 says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And so as we read, Lord, we do acknowledge our weakness, but we also acknowledge that you are present with us Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God in Corinth, together with all his holy people throughout Achaia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us, as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. Thanks for listening along today as we read God's Word together. I found this prayer online that helps us as we pray through the book of Leviticus. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for the lessons that your church can learn through the history of Israel and for the many types and pictures of Jesus that are hidden within the sacred pages of Scripture. Thank you that, like Israel, we have also been called to be holy because you are holy. It is humbling to realize that as part of Christ's body, we have also been chosen in him to be kings and priests unto God, to be a chosen people who tell the world that Jesus died for their sins and rose again, so that by faith in him, we may be holy as he is holy. Thank you, Lord Christ, for this message. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus as our Savior. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for living in us and teaching us the ways of our Lord. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.